Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Welcome back to Game On with Marie Crowe. RTÉ sports journalist Declan Welly is in studio and professional boxer Eric Donovan is on the line. Eric, the World Championships were on in Russia for the first time since 2007. We sent a team who didn't come home with any medals. Is this a cause for concern?
Hi, Marie. I suppose there's probably no point in panicking right now because the Olympic qualifiers are on next year and everything now is about preparation for the Olympic qualifiers. There wasn't a lot of expectations on the team that travelled out to the World Championships. Kurt Walker probably would have had the most expectation on his shoulders because just recently this year he won the European gold medal. So he would have been a candidate for a medal, but it is a very difficult competition. And of the three majors, Olympic, European and World, the World has always been the most difficult for us to medal at. But Kurt Walker had a great tournament, got to a quarterfinal, and lost to the Mongolian, who's actually a very, very strong fighter. He's number three in the world, and he could possibly go on and win the gold medal. So just unlucky with the draw there. But I suppose there's no real need for panic yet, but there is a few eyebrows being raised around Irish boxing with the selection process, because six elite champions, that's six number ones in Ireland, weren't on the team. Now there's a number of reasons for that. Dean Gardner, super heavyweight, who's a very strong boxer, he's injured, so he couldn't make it. Gabriel Dossian, the middleweight, 75 kgs, he's injured as well, so they had to be replaced. But at 52 kilos, Adam Hessian, 64 kilos, James McGivern, 69 kilos, Kieran Malloy, the recent welterweight champion and best boxer of the Irish Elite Championships, was overlooked, and Tommy Hyde, who is the number two in Ireland at the moment in 81 kgs, and these were overlooked by other really, really strong boxers, but not as strong on paper as the guys that were left at home. Now there's a training process for selection up in Abbottstown in the high performance unit, and Bernard Dunne has full autonomy over the selection of the team, so he picked these guys based on what he's seen probably in the gym week in, week out. But it just leaves a lot of question marks over future selection processes. What's going to happen if you win the national championships? Does that still mean it's no good? You're not going to be selected to represent Ireland? And with the 2020 Olympic qualifiers fast approaching, a lot of people are looking for a bit more clarification on the selection process.
Okay, so we went to the World Championships and there wasn't a huge amount of expectation on the team, which is a bit of worry in itself, because usually when Irish boxers go and fight on the world and European stage, there is expectation on them. But if we just go back to the selection processes, Eric, is there a timeline now on when we will find out what the criteria is? Because like 2020 is just around the corner.
It is. We have the criteria. There's going to be five Olympic qualification events, but only two will be available to the Irish boxing team. Of the five Olympic qualification events, there's going to be one in Asia, one in Africa, obviously for African and Asian boxers, one in Europe and one in America. There's going to be a number of places up for grabs in each of these continental qualification tournaments, and then there's going to be one remainder world qualification tournament for everybody, and the places in that will be very, very limited. So the selection process is the first qualification process for Arab boxers is Europe in London. For European boxers, it's going to be in London next March, Marie. And next year's National Elite Championships is being brought forward. 2020 Championships is being brought forward to November of this year, November 2019. And the reason that's been brought forward is to help with the selection process for this qualifiers. But my big question is, we've already had five or six champions this year who were already overlooked. So if they become a champion in November in the Elite Championships, will they be selected for this will they be selected for this qualification in London? It's a bit up in the air at the moment. I hope I'm making some sort of a...
No, you are. But like, when are they going to decide on this selection process?
Well, I think Bernard Dunn is the main man now. He's the director of the High Performance. And a while back, if you remember, this was what a lot of the kind of in-house disagreements and kind of in-house fighting was with the Billy Walsh saga and all that type of politics that was going on. It was about the IABA hoping to get some sort of control over the selection process and then the High Performance fighting to have full control. But now Bernard Dunn has that full control, and so he would be he's the man to let Irish boxing know what he's going to be looking for, what's the criteria. So most of the boxers in the clubs around the country are looking for answers. They just don't know specifically what is the criteria. What do we need to do? If we win the National League Championship in November, will we get that number one spot? Or will we have to box off again? So it remains to be seen. And that's as much as I can really shed on that at the moment.
Are you confident, Eric, that the right people are going to go to the Olympics to represent Ireland?
I do hope so. Like, our last, like, we had our most qualified and most experienced team ever, and most successful team ever in the Rio Olympic Games, and they came back empty-handed with absolutely nothing. And every single one of them now are gone. They're either stopped boxing or they've switched over to the professional game. So we are starting again. We really have a new crop of youngsters coming through. They've loads of talent, loads of ability, but can we have major expectations of them in Tokyo? Maybe possibly one or two medals with the men. I think the women have a good chance, especially now with more weight categories being open to the women. If you look at the Rio Olympics, there was 250 men, 36 women. With the Tokyo Olympics, there's going to be 186 men and 100 women, and two more weight categories in the women's event as well. So that's great, and it's balancing things up there. So we have Kelly Harrington, who would be a strong candidate for a medal, and maybe one more, Aoife O'Rourke, maybe a recent European champion. She could be a medal candidate as well. So one or two from the women and possibly one or two from the men. Maybe one. Kurt Walker looks really, really good. The young lads maybe need a bit more experience. Dean Gardner, he's out at the moment with an injury, but when he comes back, he'll be strong. But he's in a very tough weight category, super heavyweight. It'll be very difficult. But, I mean, we would be really happy with two medals from the Tokyo Olympics. That would be a huge achievement from this very young team, especially after coming back from Rio empty-handed.
Okay, and Eric, just finally yourself, what's coming up for you?
Oh, I'm back in action on the 25th of October, Marie. It's just been announced there a couple of days ago, my 11th fight. So I'm going to be boxing in Belfast in the Devonish Hotel in Belfast on the 25th of October. It's going to be a star-studded lineup as well. Some great Irish boxers on it. Craig O'Brien is on it, Victor Ravoy, Dylan Moran, and Darren O'Neill. The 2012 Olympian is making his professional debut on that show as well. So I'm looking forward to it, making another step closer to my world and European aspirations. So hopefully people will come up and show some support on the night.
Very good. We wish you the best of luck with that, and thanks for joining us.